8-year-old Haley Self is busy turning cranks and pumping levers at the Rory Myers Children's Adventure Garden. But she takes a quick break to fill us in on what she's up to.
I am spraying water to turn the plane forth. If I stop, water doesn't do any more for a while.
Haley is standing smack dab in the middle of one of the Children's Garden's energy islands. There's one devoted to solar, another for wind, and of course an island featuring the power of H2O, something that isn't lost on Haley.
It's about spraying water to create energy.
If you don't light up over all things energy, you've got a lot of other options here. Visit the incredible edible garden, pick your way through an outdoor maze, or crank up a Texas hailstorm. Safely behind glass, of course. Need to cool down? The Indoor Exploration Center is loaded with hands-on fun. Wannabe scientists can even extract strawberry DNA in a guided experiment.
Mix it up. Now it really looks like a milkshake, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You don't want to eat it.
Like the Arboretum, the Rory Myers Children's Garden is bursting with flora and fauna. But the motto is education first. Project manager Maria Conroy guides us through the Earth Cycles exhibit.
Science are the lowest test scores of any academic area tested nationally and in Texas. So we spent a lot of time thinking, how do we make this richer? How do we make this, using best practices of education, have meaning for the children so they really understand it and are engaged in it?
Earth Cycles features a cave dripping with stalactites, a working sundial, and an opportunity for students to test erosion by setting up a miniature community and then unleashing the power of water. With hundreds of hands-on games to try and 8 acres to explore, you can easily spend a whole day at the Children's Garden. And Conroy hopes for kids especially, this kind of outdoor fun will be habit-forming.
Besides being such a sprawling urban city, we also are in a technological age where what they choose to do is be inside and on the computer, on the phone, on the game box, and they're really not understanding how the earth works, and they're going to be in charge of it.
But on preview night, the kids galloping through the garden didn't seem to miss their Xbox or SpongeBob SquarePants.
Where's the mud wasp nest?
That you one? See the mud? No, it's the mud.
Because let's face it, an undersea cartoon character can't compete with a giant eagle's nest or solar magnifiers that activate whirligigs. Courtney Collins for KERA News.